is about their sustainability and about their future, Michael. And, you know, I'll put it out there to start with. The de-amalgamation should never have occurred because the independent report from Col Ming, the former mayor of Mackay, put it clearly that both councils would pay dearly if they de-amalgamated.
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to have a say in that decision. The Livingston Shire voted to do that. And part of that decision, and three times those suburbs to the north have voted that they wanted to remain with the Rockhampton region. So let's get that clear from the start, and not to beat around the bush, that we've suffered financially from a decision by a group that were allowed to separate while we were carrying other councils that were not financially sustainable going forward. So the Rockhampton City Council has paid dearly for that decision, and we didn't get a say in it at the time. There is an opportunity now to have a vote and to vote yes for a more sustainable and brighter future for both regions. We believe with that infrastructure that we're investing in now, water and sewage, allowing those areas to develop in the next 40 years. Let's take all the politicians out of the equation. Where do you see the city on Rockhampton moving in the next 40 years? We can't go to the floodplains. That's impossible. We can't build into the ranges because that's not viable. Our only natural progression is to the north, which is bounded by the Livingston Shire, which hamstrings our growth into the future. So let's put all the politicians to the side and just say, well, what's for the best future for the region going forward? So we see that as the growth corridor, and we believe that growing the region benefits both councils in the future because we'll grow and Livingston will benefit off that. They have the growth at the moment, and when we look at the finances, we've offered a financial compensation to Livingston for 10 years with 50% of those rates back to allow for that growth on the coast to cater for those suburbs transferring back to the area. And those people have voted not once, not twice, but three times that they want to be part of the Rockhampton region and saying that they want their rates to go to the infrastructure that they're using. But I just don't see the argument that Livingston's putting up to say that it's detrimental.
Look, you know, you're right. Vote one, vote two, vote three. The residents of Glenview, Riverview, Glendale, they want to come home to Rockhampton, and you're going to compensate them by giving them, better rates.
Cheaper rates, $670 cheaper than what it is on the coast. And we're happy to go out to Heritage Village and invite ratepayers from those suburbs to come in and bring their rate neighbours with them, and we can make comparisons and on their valuations, and they can see for themselves what that would mean. And it's something there that we believe is fair and just, and something there that we believe our ratepayers are paying $2.5 million a year subsidising those residents that live on the outer suburbs of Rockhampton. Now, Livingston's not offering us any compensation to bear that cost, because these people, we've got the mobile phone data that shows that they work, live, play, go to school, recreate in our area, and they're using the facilities but not making any contribution to it. In reverse, they're paying rates to the Livingston Shire where that money is being spent to build the infrastructure on the coast, not coming back to Rockhampton. So we'd be happy, we'd let the Livingston have those areas remain the way they are if they're happy to give us the money to support those residents in our area.
Yeah, how much money do you want?
$2.5 million, that's what we worked out the cost is per year, what we're paying for the infrastructure for those residents to be using.
$2.5 million a year?
Costing the pensioners of Rockhampton every year that for those suburbs that are growing. They're not going to stop growing.
No.
So in 30 or 40 years, how big do you reckon those suburbs will be in 20 years' time?
Oh, you won't recognise them. It's just like Gracemere. Remember Gracemere 10 years ago?
Who's building the sewage and water infrastructure for that? It's the ratepayers and pensioners of Rockhampton that are paying for that infrastructure.
No, look, it's fascinating.
Have a bit of a think about that and where you think the region needs to go into the future. It's just, and this is the opportunity where we get a democratic vote to have a say in that decision. And it needs to be clear to the state government that there's a strong support for that, to make us sustainable going forward. And both areas to prosper, because we'll both grow and we'll both benefit from that.
What a shame it's not compulsory to vote.
It is, but that was part of the terms of reference that was agreed to by the Livingston Shire Council and Rockhampton Regional Council. Two former mayors had that agreement that they were to go to the Boundary Commission or Change Commission to look at this. and to have a vote, but it is not compulsory, but it was something that's important. We believe people need to have their democratic right and have their say in a decision where we've previously been denied that. Now, we love Mount Morgan, we love Grace Mary, and we love the whole CQ. It's just making it a fairer system for us to go forward. Otherwise, we just can't see ourselves being sustainable, Michael.